Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That little band from Texas bringing us back, Billy, Dusty, and Frank. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ray Keating's our guest, our good friend, longtime Braintrust member, chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org is the website. I encourage you to check it out. I've been telling you about that website for 22 plus years. Ray, thanks again for being here. You were alluding to some policies. We're good enough friends. We can go dagger and tooth and dagger and debate nuances if we want to and still be friends. But you brought up some policies that you said you think are still holding back entrepreneurship in America. What do you think?
Well, sure. First off, I'm part of the world that's happy that you are the Small Business Advocate, so I'm on board with that. Now, in terms of, there are a whole host of policies. I mean, when we went into the Great Recession, there were all sorts of bad policies that got us into it, and when we came out, we made all of the wrong decisions, and hence we wound up with one of the poorest recoveries on record, and it's still underperforming. Mm-hmm. We should be growing at better than 3% on average.
Let's talk about
that. That includes recession years.
Let's talk about that number, though. You're the perfect person to pose this question to, Ray, because this is a position that I've been taking. I remember in 1990 when the economy was at $6 trillion, we were tickled to death with 3% growth. Anything over that, sometimes we grew at 4% in the 90s, and that was overheating, the Fed would tell us. All right, that was in the $6 to $7 to $8 trillion range. Now we're at $21 trillion. Is it not reasonable to say, okay, solid growth, manageable expansion, doesn't have to be 3% anymore at a $21 trillion economy? Is that a reasonable thing to say?
No. Why? Why would you say that?
Well, because 3% of $21 trillion is a lot bigger number than 3% of $6 trillion.
You don't look at it that way. In terms of the economy and the number of people that we have, are we at the level of entrepreneurship that we should be at? Are we at the level of investment that we should be at? If we are doing those things, then we're going to have the productivity growth and we're going to have the economic growth, and we shouldn't satisfy ourselves with 2% growth. I mean, this is, I hear this on CNBC every day. Oh, 2% growth is it. Baloney. This is exactly what they were saying, Jim.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying
early 80s. And they wait a second. I didn't say you're saying, but let me finish my point. And they were saying that slow growth and high inflation was inevitable. We would see that forever. We would never get out of it. Well, guess what? We got out of that. And guess what? Today we can grow it better than 3% if we get our policy making right, we rein in government, so on and so on. But you know what? If you don't want to do that, then what are you going to say? You're going to say, well, this is the best we can do.
I don't want to say that.
2.3% is fantastic.
I don't want to say
I've heard it
that
2% during the Obama years, and I'm going to say during the Trump years, everybody that's in power says 2.1% growth is fantastic. We have a great economy. Well, baloney. We should be growing it better than 3%.
I would like to see us grow at 3%. All I'm saying is if we grow at 2.5% If 2.5% is one of our soft years, I'll take that, because in the past it would have been 1.5% or less. But look, I'm Mr. Optimistic. I want to go. I want to sell more stuff. You know how I am. So, but let me ask you, the issue that a lot of people are concerned about is not so much that number we just mentioned, as it is the concept of productivity. Productivity is down in America. Relate that to what you're talking about.
Right. When you talk about productivity growth, this is where
explain productivity to people, because even though we think we know what that means, explain it.
The output. The Labor Department measures it, but it's just output per hour. What is labor producing?
Yeah. Why is productivity down in America? Do you think?
Well, first off. let me explain first. Productivity matters. People say, well, why do I care about productivity? Because if you care about income growth, wages, you know, all these things that people talk about, well, that's how increased productivity is how you get to increased income, increased wages. We understand that on a personal level, right? We go make investments in education and so on. Why? Because we increase our productivity. We increase our value to others. We earn more money. That holds across the economy. So what we need, then the question becomes, how do we, we've been suffering through bad productivity actually for more than a decade now. The only time we had decent productivity was when we first came out of the recession, but I mean, our productivity growth has been dismal compared to where we should be economically.
How do we fix it? Is policy the reason?
We need more entrepreneurship and we need more investment. So yes, then we got to look at the policy. Do we have the sound policy foundation that we need for entrepreneurship and investment to flourish? Mm-hmm. We've made absolute improvements in the last few years, in terms of, for example, tax policy and certain areas of regulatory policy. But there's a heck of a lot more that needs to be done on those fronts, and there's a heck of a lot needs to fixing in terms of, for example, trade policy and government spending. So we, you know,
Do you think that there's too much capital focusing on Wall Street and not enough capital focused on Main Street?
No. There are trillions of dollars of capital sloshing around the world. It is not, quite frankly, right now, it is not an issue of I can't get the capital. Okay, that's not it.
Capital is available. We're washing money.
Yeah, we are. And the question then becomes, why are people, you know, for example, the last few quarters, why is business investment down over the last few quarters? Nobody wants to talk about this, but we've seen a decline, stagnation in business investment when you look at the GDP data over the last few quarters. Why, again, as we mentioned earlier,
why do you think?
Not happening.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought.
Right
back with Ray Keating. We've got more on this part of our good hot debate after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.